The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Automatic, he revealed the secret of Anthony A's, and it's on this podcast.
And I feel so guilty.
Oh, he felt so guilty the whole week. You'd be like, I can't believe I did this. This is crazy.
We've oftentimes talked about how Automatic is an unintentional...
snitch.
Snitch sometimes. Yeah, dude.
Like, I'm not a snitch.
You know who I am?
I'm a blabbermouth. That's what I am.
What's the difference?
Because I'm not telling on anybody. I just told more than I should have about...
So you're a snitch.
That's not a snitch. There's a big difference between a snitch and a blabbermouth.
It created a memorable moment that we will never forget. And for those who do know and do know what Automatic's talking about, we're all in on this joke together.
Well, everybody knows
what... Yeah, everybody knows that.
Well, are you going to tell him what I did?
No, they have to listen to the episode there, genius.
But he didn't even call me out on it until we were off the air.
It has to do with Anthony A's album. There you go. Let's listen now. It's Monday, and normally Mondays, we don't look so forward to them. But Anthony A says he has a major announcement to make. So good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I have no idea what you're about to say. Need you automatic.
I go by Anthony A. And since I became professional comedian by changing my Instagram handle.
Anthony A comedy?
Yeah, that's actually the moment you become a professional comedian. Yeah, for those who didn't know, the moment that happens. I am very proud to announce that this fall, I will be recording my debut comedy album. So I've been always wanting
drop
to
drop a bomb on
dude. I've always been friends with rappers and stuff, so I always go like, I'm in album mode, and I get to be like, I'm in album mode, and that just means I'm drinking a gallon of water a day.
Listen to this. This ain't the mixtape, it's an album.
It's an album, dude.
How long is it gonna be?
It's gonna be between 18 and 20 minutes.
That's an EP.
Oh, all right, EP. Is that the better term for it?
Yeah,
it's still an album.
Either way,
still a major label release.
There it is, boom. There it is, dude. I really want to go. My goal is to steal a top 10 spot on iTunes when we release it. So we'll see if that happens.
Can do that.
Do you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna start the Dana Cortez Show record label, and you're the first artist off of it.
We're dropping soon.
You know what? Death Row, watch out.
Oh no, hey, you get all my money.
Like, why me?
I'm gonna shook the hell out of you.
Oh my god. Do we have an official release date?
We don't have an official release date.
Because that's how we do it. We don't get you high.
I don't want to put a release date on it because every time I do, I always push that back.
Yeah, so let's
we're
going to
record it in October, and it's going to get laid down and produced as quickly as it can be.
How did you find out about this? What happened?
So I've been wanting to do it for a while, but officially got the venue confirmed, and I'm very happy to announce that it's going to be at a famous venue that I'm very thankful for them opening the doors.
Okay, so like I said, this is called promotion, people. As all the details are solidified, we're going to release them right here.
I have one more question. Is it going to be called The Rat's Tail?
It is.
Okay.
That's what it's going to be called.
And are you going to get rid of the rat tail
if we go top 10 on iTunes, we will get rid of the rat tail.
Well, let me tell you, ladies, let's get this together here, okay? There's a lot of you complaining to me about his rat tail. They're like, Anthony's cute, but he's got that rat tail.
Through this process, there will be tears. And there's going to be tears of either joy or tears of nobody showed up to my comedy show. So either way,
I'll be there.
Right.
We're there. Come on.
Thank you. All right. We'll kick this one off with National Be an Angel Day. All right.
Oh, be an angel. Show up to the comedy show.
And we'll wrap it up on a childhood favorite. It's National Tooth Fairy Day.
Hey.
Oh, Tooth Fairy Day. Why you say childhood favorite?
Well, because she was cool. She didn't really.
Have you seen his teeth?
That's why he's
got a great smile.
We don't like. I had to wear braces. Otto still I need to do something.
My teeth are the color of like mustard.
Automatic, they are not. You should open up for Anthony. That was funny.
Hello.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
With the one, the only, Steve Trevino. And he is here in studios with us right now. Steve, what up, though?
Man, sometimes, like, you're all excited to have me, and I'm looking around like,
bro,
who is this guy? This guy's excited to have somebody here. Is it me?
I'm excited to have you,
it's all a trip for me, man. I mean, we just sold out, you know, we're almost completely sold out of our theater tour. And I'm just, man, to be honest with you, I'm overwhelmed.
Wow. Like,
I never got into stand-up to be rich. I never got into stand-up to be famous. I just loved it.
I want to talk about understanding that real fast from everybody, from an audience perspective, and everybody's looking into it. Because last time you were here, you were doing stand-up live. You did two shows there, sold them out quickly. But now you're on to theaters.
That's obviously a bigger, you know, a step up, right?
I mean, we did, you know, every time I would come to and anywhere, you know, we were doing the comedy clubs, then we'd find ourselves adding shows and adding shows and adding shows. And then, man, all of a sudden I'm in Phoenix doing 8 shows.
Yeah.
You know, and I got kids, I got a wife, and it's like, man, I can't be in Phoenix for a month.
You know what I mean? Hanging out with people like me and whatnot. You can't do that. Your wife ain't gonna like that.
With rat tails going
I knew it.
Old school, baby. You know that little kid that always had the rat tail? You're like, oh, this little crapper. There's a this kid's
rat tails and silver teeth, bro. Yeah, come hand in hand. Steve Trevino, you are known as America.
The caps, the silver caps. The little Mexicans doing grills back in the day, baby. The little rat tail at the public pool. Oh. Starting fight. Let me use your towel.
Hey, dude,
your towel.
You just sparked a horrible flashback. I can't believe I'm about to tell you about the time in summer camp where I lost my Power Ranger under swimming trunks.
No.
Yeah, at the public pool. Go back and got completely embarrassed.
Hey, hold on. Was it like white people summer camp?
Oh, no.
Or was it like mom needed to drop, like,
oh,
like we need to drop you off?
It was like
government program summer camp. There's a difference. Don't be acting like Don't be acting like you're at Camp Wana Wana.
Nah. It was a bunch of me and future reformed cholos, bro. Everybody had their dickies on in the pool and whatnot. All right, Steve Trevino, man.
You are over there with your Power Ranger shorts ready to go.
You are ready
to get beat up.
No, bro, that's why I got the gift of gab and talked my way out of a lot of fighting in the body. Yeah.
Like, I got jokes.
That's it. Steve, you are known as America's favorite husband. Is that a title given to you by your wife?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, after the shows, man, people are like, oh my God, you say about your wife and to your wife all the things I wish I could say.
People called you the wife whisperer. Like, what, bro?
I always wanted to do like a sketch like Cesar Millan, you know, where we're walking through the mall and your wife's like, oh my God, look at that. Right? Like, see, you gotta distract her. But no, I mean, look, man, I am definitely happily married and I love being a dad and I love, you know, also, man, to get real deep on you, I love representing the Latino culture in a way.
Talk about it.
That is positive.
Hell yeah. Talk about it.
You know, hardworking, family man, because ultimately that's what we are.
Monogamous.
You know, and we love our families and we love being, you know, good dads and hard workers. And I don't think we see that, man. We don't see it in comedy. We don't see it in the TV. We don't see it in movies. And
we don't see it championed in the way that you do it. And watching your specials and seeing you live, you do it in a way, it's a very humorous way, but it's a very, like, profound way, too. And
it's an American way.
It's an American way, and it comes from a center of a place of love, though. People know you love your wife.
Oh, yeah. I will crap on her, but they know I love her.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And I think there's a lot of men that sit there and watch me and go, dude, that's how I feel. You know, I one of my favorite lines right now that I do on stage, you know, where, because my dad, Vietnam vet, machismo, Latino, yes. You know, the man has never told me I love you.
Really, right?
And
Steve?
I told him one time, I said, hey, Dad, I go, why can't you tell, and this is all true, by the way, I go, why can't you tell me you love me? And then he goes, why? So you can take advantage of me? Right? But then he gets me because he goes, do you tell your wife you love her? And I go, Dad, I do. Every day I tell my wife I love her, and look how she treats you.
Look how she does you, right? Dog.
So that's one of my favorite lines, is because it couldn't be any more true.
That's facts, bro.
Because I had girls before her,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't love them.
Oh,
so they'd be like, Steve, if you keep acting like this, I'm leaving. I'm like, bye.
I want to throw a little deep back with you. When was the moment you think you really kind of knew, okay, I love this woman?
When I started changing for her.
Oh, man.
Right, okay. when she started expecting things from me, and I was willing to do them.
Okay.
Like I said, every other girl would be like, oh, my God, if you do this or you do that, I don't want to be with you. I'm like, all right, well, later. This is who I am.
Mm.
All right, bitch, deal with it, right? This girl was like, hey, you need to call me at the end of the night.
I'm
like, okay. Like, I don't want you to leave, right? But that's when you know, like, you know, and that's the other thing too, man. If you're going to get married, you better love her.
Ooh.
Because it's hard.
Mm.
And if you don't love her, you ain't going
to
make it.
What was one of the final decisions, you know, that went down into you? What was one of the final thoughts that went through your head before you popped the question to your wife?
Well, man, I was that guy forever. We lived together for almost 7.
Oh, no. Not that we're basically married.
Yeah. Well, no, but that's what I would tell her, right? She'd be like, well, what's going on? And what are we going to do? And where's this going? I'm like, bitch, you live here. You see the other ass walking around? It's you.
It's you and me. It's right. You and me.
But I will say that you know, it is different. Like, once you get married, it is different. Mm. And I'm glad that she basically gave me an ultimatum.
Oh.
And she was like, look, I ain't going home to Christmas one more year without a ring.
Now, there it is.
Or I'm gone. And again, I was like, no, don't leave. Right? Like,
but you've done a lot of things, Steve. You produced a special right out of the pandemic, right? You've done a lot of things. How did you pop the question to her? Were you?
Dude, that's such a funny question. So, man,
were you a true showman like I'm expecting?
Look, you know, what people need to know first of all that when you're Mexican American, we celebrate Christmas at midnight.
Yes, that's right. I'm a Christmas baby, so you're right.
We party.
Yeah,
right. Any excuse to get together and party.
No.
You know, all the Mexicans got together. Like, well, I mean, midnight technically is
that's the morning,
right? But we had a tradition on my dad's side of the family that we did a big Christmas Eve party.
Okay.
It's basically our family reunion. Yeah. Everybody got together, right?
Yeah.
And my cousin Kim got proposed to at that party, right? There's like four of us that got proposed, you know, that proposed on that day, right? So she gives me I ain't going home to Christmas without a ring. So I get the ring and I'm like, all right, we're going home for Christmas, blah, blah, blah. So dude, I'm not kidding you, man. We're driving from LA to back home in Texas. And on the drive, she goes, oh my God, if you propose to me at this stupid party, she's like, I'm gonna be so mad at you. And I'm like, oh my God, dude, right? Oh, I got the ring in my pocket. Oh, I already had plans.
The best part to me is that you're just catching this lecture while you're driving through West Texas or something.
Yeah, I'm literally driving past Phoenix. I'm like, hey, right? And then Tucson. So we get there the week before Christmas, and she's already giving me the speech. I'm like, oh man. So then I'm like, you know, because we grew up on the Gulf Coast. So I'm like, hey, well, why don't we get a beach house? Like, you want to rent a beach house? She's like, why would we do that? Why would we get a beach house? We can't afford a beach house.
I hate when you try to do romantic plans with women and they always go left.
Just
like
killing
that.
It, yeah. Dude. Killing me, right? So then, at that time, her grandmother was passing away.
Oh, man.
Right? So we go in to see her grandma. I got the ring in my pocket and her abuelita, right? I got the ring in the pocket. And her grandma grabs my hand and her hand, and she puts them together.
Oh.
Right? And her, like, she's dying. You know? Not dying right there, but she's, in a week. Right?
Good.
You know
all
what
right,
I mean? She's not eating, she's not drinking Ensure anymore. Like, we're in hospice, right? Grab my hand, and I'm like, ooh. Like, right now is the time.
This is it.
Her mom walks in. Mom! Right, gets all dramatic, and I'm like, well, there goes that moment. So finally, like, we're driving around town, we're about to get to my mom's house, and she was like, you know, I'm so mad at you because I said that I would not be at Christmas with you if you didn't propose. We walk in my mom's house, I'm like, bitch, you want to marry me?
Duh!
Like, here, I got the ring right here, and then we start, you know, she starts crying, my mom's like, mijo, like, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's how it ended up happening.
There it is, dude.
Like, here I am trying to plan a nice moment. My wife's like FBI, dude. My wife is like, well, where are you going? And what's going on?
A million questions, dog.
You know, my father-in-law, he likes to smoke weed, right?
Oh, shit, shout out to him.
Like, he's a weed dude,
right? You made me curse on that one.
So, yeah. So,
I was like, hey, my man.
So my mother-in-law gets mad, right? So we get to San Diego, and the suegro, my father-in-law's like, hey, let's go. Let's go get some weed, man. Let's get the pot, right? So we're like, I tell my wife, you know, I'm like, hey, babe, we can go to the store. It's like, why are you going to the store?
Dude.
And what do y'all need? And I'm like, can I please get your dad high? Please. Can you give me a break right now? Like, come on, dude. She's like the FBI, dude. My wife.
In defense of your wife, though, I don't know. Vato, when you're hanging out with Vatos from San Diego, bro, it gets iffy, regardless of the relation.
Yeah, it does.
That's true, dog.
Yeah, you see some bands and some plaid shirts.
Yo, another thing, man, is you're fluent in speaking wife.
Well, you have to be, man. You know, like I tell young guys, like, I have learned how to speak wife over years of abuse. You know, the way wives speak is it's always a suggestion.
Oh.
You know, hey, are you thinking about going to the store? She's not like.
Bro, you just made me have an epiphany. You're right, dude.
Going to the store.
Yeah.
She's not asking you your opinion.
Do you really have to go out with your friends tonight?
Yeah, right.
There it is, dude.
Are you going to wear that? You know, why don't you just say, don't wear that?
Oh, bro. Right?
It's always a question. And I tell her, I go, why don't you just tell me direct? Tell me exactly. She goes, well, I don't want to be bossy. And I'm like, bitch, You're bossy.
I wish I'd have had you for my last relationship, bro. I wish we were homies like we are now then. Because my ex, she bought me a t-shirt for Thanksgiving, or a shirt. She comes out in the same passive tone, and she goes, I got you this shirt. Would you want to wear it?
Right.
And like, I said, nope.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
Started a whole fight right there, right. Dude. I wasn't speaking fluent wife.
You got to speak wife. You got to know this. All the suggestions are her way of telling you what she wants you to do.
Oh, man.
So, you know, and that, but that's what I tell you, like, these, that again, the reason that you're not with the chick that you were with is because you didn't love her.
Damn, Steve, we're going to have to do this right now, bro? We're going to do this right now, dog? We're doing this right now,
bro? But if you would have loved her, you would have
found
a way.
Facts, dude.
Right? You would have found a way.
Thanks. Now her brother's going to
hear
this.
But I will say that there are some people that never belong being married. I think we think society makes you think, well, I should get married. And then, you know, mom and dad are like, you know, especially with the Latinos, you know, they're like, and when are you getting married? And where's the one? And you're like, well, I like my life. I don't have to get married.
Yeah, I feel you on that, but I'm a little bit conflicted because my upbringing was a little bit different where my mom was like, don't have kids, they ruin it for you.
You ruin my life, yeah. and I don't want you to ruin your life.
Like, don't ever do it. Don't ever do it. I sacrifice for you to succeed. Right. All right, Steve, you also got, along with the tour, along with the specials coming up, you also got a podcast, Steve Trevino and Captain Evil.
Yes, it is a weekly therapy session. For me and my wife, we sit down, we talk about life, we talk about what we're going through. And again, you know, we're trying to be the best parents we can. We're trying to be the best husband and wife that we can. And we play it honest. We play it real. You know, and that's what me and my wife decided, man. We're going to be honest. We're going to be real. And I think that's why we have had so much success, because we represent a real couple. Struggles.
The authenticity is there and the audience knows that.
Look, I'm trying to raise this kid, man, and there's no book.
There's not.
You know, there's no book, and we're doing the best we can, and we have a daughter, we're doing the best we can, and we talk about it on the podcast, and, you know, people reach out to us and go, you saved our marriage. Hey, Steve, what a great idea about, you know, the way you're doing this with your kids, whatever, and it's just a really special, man. I mean, it's something that, you know, at some points we forget the cameras are there, and me and her just having a conversation about the struggles we had that week.
And she's like... You're obviously the stand-up comedian, and you're, I'm going to say, I, from my view, it looks like you might be the breadwinner here, right? Has she always been so proactive in being a part of the content?
We're a team, man. I mean, ultimately, I think that I am successful because we became a team, and we decided, all right, you know, if Hollywood's not going to produce our specials, we will.
Mm.
So my wife is the director, the producer of our specials.
Really?
You know, my wife is the business person. She handles our finances. You know, we're a team, man, straight up.
So it was just you two when you did your special, the Amazon Prime special recently.
We did that, me and her.
Wow.
With our money, with her directing, with her producing, with her running the show, you know, and we became a husband-wife team. And again, you know, there are no Latinos on TV, number one. There are no female, my wife's Latina. You know, there's no female producers, directors. Oh, I'll make her one.
Let's do that. This is the perfect place to make that declaration here, because Dana Cortez show is the first syndicated show with a Latina female lead.
Right.
Yeah. So, you're right about that, bro.
It's up to me to create it. So mm-hmm. So me and my wife, at one point decided, hey, this is what we do. We are in the business of Steve stand up.
Oh.
You know. So she backs me up. You know, she'll go to the show and go, hey, this isn't as funny as, you know, that, or try this or try that, or, you know, so we just do it together.
Dude, so you're taking comedy notes from your wife?
Yeah, at first I wouldn't, because I'm like, you're a civilian. You don't know what you're talking about. And ultimately, it's not really comedy notes more than the female perspective.
That's huge.
Right, she'll come up to me and go, you know that joke you do? It's gross. You know,
women
don't think it's funny, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but dudes do. And she's like, yeah, but it turns people, you know. So more of the female perspective as to, hey, change this. You know, maybe you shouldn't say that joke. You know,
and more comedy writing rooms need that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, and our brand is believe it or not, when I look at my analytics on my socials, I'm 68% female on my socials. So I need to make sure that I'm catering to that audience too. And she's that vision, that voice that can come and go, that one's, I had this one joke and I forget how I said it. And she was like, you know what it was? It was the pandemic joke. And she's the one that told me, she's like, you know what? Don't do that. It's like, it's not cool. Right. And I go, but it's really funny. And she's like, yeah, but you don't mean it. And the joke was, I go, you know, we all know that coronavirus doesn't affect kids.
Yeah.
Right. They're low risk.
Yeah.
We also know that older people are high risk.
Oh, yeah.
I go, so I would take my son to the grocery store and I would let him lick the shopping carts. I go, that way when my mother-in-law comes over, I could be like, hey, go hug grandma. Right? And it's a funny joke. Yeah. But she's like, do you really want my mom dead? I'm like, no, I don't want your mom dead.
Your wife is a better person than me. Because if you'd have came to me after the show, I'd be like, yo, Steve, that is fire. Yeah. Keep that. They're going to line up for that one. But one last question before we get out of here. I had a fan write in right before I told me we were having you on. And she goes, does he have any advice for newly married couples? They're newleweds. She's asking out.
I know this sounds silly and hacky or whatever. But, man, it is do not fight over the petty stuff, right? You know, you find yourself getting into arguments about things that don't matter, right? And if you can take a step back and go, wait a minute, why are we arguing about the fact that I made the spaghetti for lunch and not dinner? Why is this a problem? And taking that, both parties being able to take a step back. And me and my wife are at that point in our marriage that, you know, when we find ourselves getting into something petty, we both go, what are we doing? Right? We're not going to get a divorce. Why are we fighting over something so dumb?
Damn.
You know, and once you get past that, man, life gets easier.
There it is. That's good advice right there. And then, like, in this conversation, I'm realizing I did not
realize. You're the problem.
Yeah. That's.
You're the problem. Yeah. You're like, I'm keeping this rat tail, bitch.
C-Tripino for the people.
I got money and a rat tail.
I got full medical and a rat tail. I ain't cutting nothing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West defending his decision to put his Gap Yeezy clothing in what appears to be trash bags. We're actually going to play the audio of Kanye West for you right now. This story and more is the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by Indeed.com. DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
We got James Corden celebrating today and Dua Lipa.
Okay, so let's talk about Bad Bunny real quick. He says he's in love, and I'm not talking about his girlfriend, Gabriela. He went to Gaga's concert, Chromatica. He looked like a little kid in a candy store, jumping up and down, posting video of Gaga. I love to see him appreciate other people's art.
Well, they're both very flamboyant, very, you know, over the top people. So I'm sure they're going to get along just fine. And if they go on tour together, there might just be a glitter shortage across the world.
I think so too.
Oh my God, that's the tea.
All right, now let's talk about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. They got married again. Remember, they got married in Vegas. Now they got married.
Didn't they just get married?
Yes, and now they got married at his spot in Georgia. Automatic, I just found out that was where they were supposed to get married 20 years ago. So they did it. They had their family there. You know, they had live music. And they had this dock built, and they got married over the water. It's beautiful.
Better late than never, and you know Jayla loves a good wedding.
Duh.
Yeah, everybody knows that. Good luck to these two. They look so happy. Photos are up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. And we're going to wrap it up talking about Kanye West defending his Gap Yeezy collaboration. He distributed the clothes in what looks like trash bags. Here he is explaining himself from Fox News.
Why do we place value on things just because it's hanging up or just because it's in a traditional way? This is a non-traditional approach.
He also said that he was in the Dominican and he saw people just happy to have a moment of discovery, getting clothing from trash bags and having childlike joy. I wish he could have just said, you know, this is less waste and it's an easy way for you to find your clothes.
That's too easy. He wouldn't be Kanye West. Plus, when he does something like this, it gets him all these marketing dollars for free, because we're talking about it. It's all over the internet and the Yeezy clothes are selling out everywhere.
And so what if they're in these bags? People want them.
Imagine if he would have just put them around the bags, like kind of like how I put my socks around the hamper.
Oh no.
Women everywhere would have been even more triggered.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorite fast food spots has got a new breakfast coming. Breakfast is heating up, man. Uh-oh. So I will talk about it in food news. Hottest hashtags here on your Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Anthony, I don't think I told you, but I told Automatic about Spotify. They're testing a new feature that sells concert tickets directly to fans.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, I heard
it's
about
it. It's kind of cool. Yep. So if you got 10 fans, you can sell 10 tickets.
I don't know about that, dog. That's just another third party that we have to go through to get tickets.
And it's just another fee.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I don't know if I trust Spotify.
Spotify's not going to just do it for free.
Come on.
Well, I was thinking
now.
Anthony's releasing his album. We can put it up on Spotify.
Famous.
So, anyway, Spotify tickets offer pre-sale to upcoming shows. Check it out. It's in test mode right now at tickets.spotify.com. For up-and-coming artists, it's another tool.
It is.
Yeah, it is. And then in food news, spicy chicken strips and French toast sticks combined are at Jack in the Box.
Okay.
And I don't know why it sounds so good to me. The spicy chicken strips together with it. It's their version of like chicken and waffles.
We live two blocks from a Jack in the Box, and I've never one time eaten
there. Because you. If you you have to find Otto. If you taste a breakfast Jack, you'll never go back.
Yeah. I'm not curious. So. That,
you should be breakfast Jack curious.
Yeah, dude, think I was...
That's funny, I'm taking you to eat a breakfast, Jack, and you'll be back on the
radio. Well, you never know. I could switch over.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now. You're going to be curious. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. We'll kick this one off with National Bean Better Day. All right. This is dedicated to a dog that goes by the name of Bean, and this is encouraging all pet owners out there to show your dog some extra love today.
Why Bean get the love?
There it is.
Huh? Who's Bean?
Bean's a nice little Labrador that just wants to spread joy and love. So come on. Be nice to your pets. Come on, guys.
Anybody our pet needs all the love it can get. He's got a broken leg right
there.
Now.
Yeah. Come on, man.
We're waiting on some surgery.
I need money. Start go fun.
Well, all right. Here you go. Maybe she'll bring you some. It's National Tooth Fairy Day.
Oh, shout out to the Tooth Fairy.
I don't think she's got that kind of money.
Tell me about it. I got quarters. I did get a dollar one time. I remember I felt so rich with that dollar.
I would get like $2 on average of a tooth.
$2?
Yeah, it was good money, dude. And then one time I remember my brother, Tooth Fairy took him to McDonald's.
No.
So, yeah, bro, I got some beef with her.
We, 4 kids in 5 years, it's quarters. That was it.
Talking about like,
you might not get anything.
You get a quarter. 25
cents in a lecture.
Brush your teeth.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.